Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC. That's your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. It's 90.7 on your FM dial. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love. And occasionally throw in an odd thing like a reading, a story, a poem, or sometimes I play an instrument, and that is truly odd. And I call those odd things wombats. So, this is Wombats and Music. We're going to start tonight with a current big hit. It's by Adele. It's called Hello. Adele is only 27. She's one of the top recording artists in the world. I just looked her up and read a little bit about her. She grew up not reading, but singing. The last book she read was when she was around 9. She's just totally involved in music, and she's had a number of big hits. At one point, she had 3 hits in the top 10. This is her newest that I know of, big hit. It's called Hello, and it's just a great song.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So hello from home.
was Hello by Adele. And I played a cover of that song a few weeks ago. I heard the cover before I heard the original, and I like the cover a lot too. So I'll play that in a few weeks. But this is the original, Adele. And the original song I liked by her was Rolling in the Deep, which I consider one of the great songs of the last 10 years. She's got an incredibly powerful delivery. And it's funny to think about her growing up singing. She grew up with a single mother, and so did the next artist. His name is Damian Escobar. He's the same age, 27. And I saw him on YouTube. And I try not to be influenced by the video on YouTube, because I know the songs I play on the show, you're only going to see, you're only going to hear it. So having any YouTube stuff doesn't help. But this is, if you do get a chance, the song is called Am I Wrong? It's by Damian Escobar. He plays the violin, and there's no voice in it, and there's just a wonderful video of him playing it. In any case, I like the song a lot. I'm a violin fan. I'm learning fiddle and playing, and I really enjoy the music. This one has just a wonderful sense of joy, freshness, and grace. I looked up, the original was by a Scandinavian group, and they said it was something about coming from a small country and wanting to tell the world how much could happen, how many good things could come. So here it is.
Thank you.
That was Damian Escobar playing Am I Wrong? I forgot to mention, Damian Escobar is from, born and raised in Queens, and is black, and was the youngest student ever admitted to the Juilliard School of Music. He was admitted at 13 and graduated at 15, so a child prodigy. The next performer was also a child prodigy. Tom Lehrer was a child prodigy in mathematics, admitted to Harvard at 15, graduated magna cum laude, went on, worked on a doctorate, taught at various schools, including he was teaching at MIT when I was there, so I may have seen him, although I never had a class from him. But while I was there, in that Boston-Cambridge area, Tom Lehrer became very popular, singing humorous songs, sardonic, what's the word? They were often dark humor. And the next one up is one of those. I had many favorites, so I can't say this one's that much better. But it's called "We Will All Go Together When We Go." At that point in life, we were more worried about nuclear disaster than we were about climate problems. Now we're worried about both. But this song was written during the time when we were somewhat obsessed with being a nuclear war. We were at odds with Russia. The Cold War was in full blast, and the nuclear powers were rattling their sabers. Things like Cuba came up, and there was a threat of nuclear war. So this song is a Tom Lehrer's humorous description. This is my wombat for the day. Tom Lehrer singing, "We Will All Go Together When We Go."
When you attend a funeral, it is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. Down by the old maelstrom, there'll be a storm before the calm. And we will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake, with complete participation in that grand incineration. Nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. Oh, we will all char together when we char, and let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a Te Deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are. We will all burn together when we burn. There'll be no need to stand and wait your turn. When it's time for the fallout and St. Peter calls us all out, we'll just drop our agendas and adjourn. You will all go directly to your respective Valhallas. Go directly, do not pass, go, do not collect $200. And we will all go together when we go. Every Hottentot and every Eskimo, when the air becomes Uranus, we will all go simultaneous. Yes, we all will go together when we all go together. Yes, we all will go together when we go.
That was Tom Lehrer singing, "We Will All Go Together When We Go." He's got some other great songs I stick in occasionally. Well, the next song up is a country music song. It's by the Zac Brown Band, and it features Alan Jackson. It won several awards, this particular song. It was released in 2010, and it's called "As She's Walking Away." You know, I talk about leavers and leavees, and there are also songs about falling in love and about trying to fall in love, or courting, I guess. This is an encouragement to a prospective courter saying, get on with it. Don't miss the chance. And so, "As She's Walking Away" by Zac Brown Band, featuring Alan Jackson, a very well-known country music singer.
We never spoke a word, but every thought she had I heard from across the room. If we were standing face to face, I couldn't find the words to say, give me one more move. I don't even know her name. I guess foolish pride's to blame. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away, and my heart won't tell my mind to tell my mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away. About the one that got away,
son, I missed my chance. Don't you let regret take place of the dreams you have to chase. Ask her to dance. Come on, son. You might fall down on your face. Roll the dice and have some faith. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away, when your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. Falling in love as she's walking away,
when your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say.
May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling, falling, and falling in love as she's walking away.
That was "As She's Walking Away" by the Zac Brown Band. Well, next comes some really authentic country music. This is the song Angel Band, which is originally a hymn from 1860. It's been recorded by the Stanley Brothers and Emmylou Harris, you name it. It's a well-known song. It's one that the group I belong to sings a lot, the Pinewoods Folk Music Club. Commonly, we love this song. It's got a great place for harmony. Now, this particular version I found on YouTube, it's by three famous artists. George Jones, one of the great country music singers of the last century. Ralph Stanley, part of the Stanley Brothers. He's from McClure, Virginia, Dickinson County, not far from here. And Vince Gill, another one of the top country singers of the last 50 years. The three of them got together and sang this version of Angel Band. I believe that the the lead voice starting off is Ralph Stanley. But this is old-time country music with all the harmony thrown in, and I hope you like it.
My lady's sun is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. My triumphs have begun.
Angel Band by George Jones, Ralph Stanley, and Vince Gill. Well, the next song is by a group called 38 Special. They started off as country music and country southern rock, really. And then the notes say they went to arena rock, which I'm not sure what that is. But in any case, it's a little more smooth. It's not so country. But this is a song. It just has a nice feel to it. It's called Second Chance. It's sort of midway in the Levy category. It's a guy who's apparently his romance is on the skids, and he's asking for a second chance. And I must say, he certainly is asking nicely.
Can't you forget about the past?
That was Second Chance by 38 Special. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, and it's my chance each week to play for you songs I love, and occasionally throw in something odd, like discussing my philosophy of life, or playing an instrument, or telling a story or a joke. And I call those things wombats. That's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. And we're on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory College in Emory, Virginia. We are about 10 miles north of Abingdon, Virginia, which is in the southwest tip of the state, and about 350 miles from Washington, D.C., 350 miles west. So, and you can reach us streaming on the web. So if you're not in the area, we only have about a 35-mile radius. You can pick us up on the web. Go to ehc.edu, that's Emory Henry College, and look for WEHC and click it. It's down the lower right-hand corner, I think, on the screen. Well, I'm going to move on with the show. And next up is Wynonna Judd. This was her first single. Wynonna Judd was part of the Judds. Wynonna and her mother, Naomi, performed together for 9 years in one of the most popular country music acts in the U.S. Had a lot of awards and top songs and everything else. And eventually, Naomi became ill, although not that ill, but she stopped performing. And Wynonna went on her own. And this was her first released single, and it went to number one on some charts. And it was called She Is His Only Need. It's a simple story of marriage and life the way I grew up thinking it would always be. I grew up in the 50s, a little bit in the 60s. And in those days, divorce was rare, at least to my knowledge. And families were supposed to be, so we were told by the movies we saw and the books we read, you married for life and everyone was happy and that's the way it was going to be. It didn't work out that way for a lot of us, but in this song, it does work out. So this is Wynonna Judd singing, She Is His Only Need.
Billy was a small town loner who never did dream of ever leaving southern Arizona or ever hearing wedding bells ring. He never had a lot of luck with the ladies, but he sure had a lot of good working skills. Never cared about climbing any ladder. He knew the way in a small cafe, found the will. Met Miss Bonnie and a little bit of her was a little too much. A few movies and a few months later, the feeling got strong enough. It didn't own a car, so it must have been love. I drove him uptown for a diamond. That's when he started going over the line, working overtime to give her things just to hear her say she don't deserve them. But he loved her and he just kept going overboard, over the limit to afford to give her things he knew she wanted. 'Cause without her, she is his only need. Ring on her finger and one on the ladder. A new promotion every now and then. Bonnie worked until she couldn't tire a breath. Then stayed at home and had the first of two children. Time did fly. The babies grew up and moved away. left them sitting on the front porch rocking, and Billy watching Bonnie's hair turn gray. And every once in a while you could see him get up and he'd head downtown, 'cause he'd heard about something she wanted and it just had to be found. Didn't matter how simple or how much it was, love. And boy, ain't that love just something strong enough to keep a man going over the line, working overtime to give her things just to hear her say she don't deserve him. But he loved her and he just kept going overboard, over the limit to afford to give her things he knew she wanted. Without her, where would he be? You see, it's not for him. She is his only need.
Over the line, working overtime. She is his only.
His only.
She is his only need, sung by Winona Judd. Well, next is not really a wombat per se, but getting close. This is an Irish fiddle tune called She Beg Se More, and it was written by a man named O'Carolan, a blind Irish harpist who died in 1738. So this song has some roots, goes back a few years. And it's been performed by Irish musicians for many years, and Se Beg Se More wrote, Carolan wrote a number of songs, including this one, and was a very famous man in his time, and now much of his music is considered part of the important Irish repertoire. This is a song that I was recommended to, a friend recommended it to me, Kate Parks, who plays fiddle. Both she and I started around the same time, she a little after me, and had the same teacher for a while. And it is to my pride and dismay that Kate has exceeded me in her music playing by leaps and bounds. And but I accredit that to the fact that Kate seriously practiced, and I haven't. There's probably more to it than that. She was a fine musician before she took up the fiddle. In any case, she recommended this song, said she was learning it. So I went home and looked it up and found it on YouTube, and I found this version of it. And I've learned it. Not well, I'm still working on it, but I've learned this particular version. As I've mentioned to you before, most fiddle tunes, including the Irish fiddle tunes, are made up of an A part and a B part. And the typical style is to play the A part twice and then the B part twice. And this particular recording only has that, two A parts and two B parts. It never repeats. The performer is a man named Ian Walsh, and I thought I'd take a minute and tell you about how YouTube works a little bit. On YouTube, there are various fiddle recordings, and this is one. And Ian Walsh is a teacher. So what he does is he puts up a free YouTube video, and he starts teaching you. He plays a song once through, which is what I recorded here, and then he starts teaching you how to play it. And after a few minutes, he says, if you really want to learn to play this from my lessons, go to my website and you can learn it there. And you go to his website and he wants $8.95 for the lesson, which is not unreasonable. If you were to go to a fiddle teacher and pay for a lesson, you'd pay at least that much. And but what I did was I just took the recording of the song and learned it from that. And it might be better if I learned it from his class, but he gave me what I needed. Anyway, that's how YouTube works. There are probably a lot of things on there like that where it'll get you started, and then if you want to go further, you pay money. In any case, this is She Beg She More, as played by Ian Walsh and captured by your host on YouTube. That was Shebeg Shemor, performed by Ian Walsh. Well, next up is a song by Sam Cooke, What a Wonderful World. I had kind of forgotten about Sam Cooke. He was popular during my childhood, my teenage years, and a friend of mine, Gene Borio, mentioned him recently, and I looked up his music and found this one, which I had liked a lot. And also, Sam Cooke died young. He was shot and killed in an incident. The killer was not prosecuted, said it was justified. Long story there. But Sam Cooke is considered, was sometimes called the King of Soul. And one critic said, Sam Cooke was the inventor of soul music and possessed an incredible natural singing voice and a smooth, effortless delivery that has never been surpassed. So let's listen for Sam Cooke and see if we can hear that incredible singing voice and what made him such a great talent.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a sliding rule is for, but I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
History. Biology.
Well, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Science book. French I took.
Yeah. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
That was What a Wonderful World, written and recorded by Sam Cooke in 1960. The next song is also from 1960, a vintage year, I guess. This is Kathy's Clown by the Everly Brothers. I love the Everly Brothers. I remember them after my senior year in high school coming back to the States and hearing the Everly Brothers. It was kind of my welcome home. I'd been in Venezuela for 3.5 years and came back to the Everly Brothers. This was a few years later, 1960. And this particular song had a strong influence on the Beatles. The Beatles were big fans of the Everly Brothers, and at one point thought of calling themselves the Four Everly Brothers. This particular song had some wonderful musicians on it. Was well into their career, so they were well known. Floyd Kramer on piano and Buddy Harmon on drums, both of names that I've heard. So they had some top musicians with them by then. However, it's the Everly Brothers' voices that make this song. And it's simple in some ways, and yet I think it's an utterly fantastic song, one of my favorites. I have many, but this is one of them.
Don't want you. Sound.
sincerity. And you know that it's sincere. Don't you think it's kind of sad that you're treating us so bad? Or don't you even care? Don't want your love anymore. Don't want your kisses, that's for sure. I die each time I hear this sound.
That was Kathy's Clown by the Everly Brothers from 1960. Well, the next song is from 1959. It's called Come Softly to Me by the Fleetwoods. I was into 50s music, and I still like it a lot. It was a simpler time. The music was simpler, less complex, less things going on. The wall of sound behind the voice was often fewer instruments and fewer complications. It was just all of a piece to me in some ways, and Kathy's Clown and Come Softly to Me were both great songs to dance to and to listen to, and part of my youth. So here we go with Come Softly to Me by the Fleetwoods.
Dum do dum do be do dum 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 do dum do be do dum
softly, darling, do be do dum softly, darling, do be do dum softly, darling, do be do dum softly, darling, do be do dum softly, darling, come to me, stay.
I love you so, doobie-doo. Please hold me so tight, doobie-doo. All through the night.
I speak softly, darling. Hear what I say. I love you always, always.
I've waited so long. For your kisses and your love, doo-doo-doo. Please come to me, doo-doo-doo. From up above, doo-doo-doo.
Come softly, darling. Come softly, darling.
Come, I need you so much.
That was Come Softly to Me by the Fleetwoods. Well, now we're going to go back, 500 years, I think, is a fair estimate. This particular piece of music is called Miserere Me Deus, and it was written by Alonso de Tejada, who lived from 1540 to 1628. So this song was written either the 17th or the 16th century, a long time ago. However, it's sung by a group. I got it off of YouTube. I'm not quite sure who the group is. It's all men, I think. And this is probably another wombat, because it's very different from the kind of music we listen to today. However, it does give me the idea that back hundreds of years ago, 500 more years ago, people experimented and did strange things and did things that were different and gave interesting reactions to others. I found this fascinating, this piece of music, even though I have a hard time finding a melody. There is rhythm to it, there is certainly harmony, but there are things coming in that seem irregular and strange to me, and yet it may be the way a lot of things were done at that time. I'm interested and fascinated by the fact that music, as long as humans have been able to, or probably even before they had language, I think they made music. And sometimes I think it was utterly fantastic music. The talent was there all along, so why not? So this is Miserere Mei Deus. Miserere Mei Deus by Alfonso de Tejada, who lived from 1540 to 1623. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia, from Emory and Henry College at WEHC FM 90.7. And I want to ask you to do what I ask you to do every week, and that is to join me in doing something we can all do together. Celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.